Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
There was disappointment today for survivors of mother and baby homes that a redress scheme won't be approved until September at the earliest. Initially, the scheme was due to be published in May, and there were further hopes it would be unveiled this week. But Minister Roderick O'Gorman has confirmed to Drive Time this evening that it is now delayed. For reaction to this news, I'm joined by Breda Murphy from the Tuam Mother and Baby Home Alliance. Good evening to you, Breda. The details, while you're waiting and people you represent waiting a long time for this, it looks like you'll have to wait longer.
Absolutely, John, yeah. And I suppose at this stage, one would say that we should be used to delays. Indeed, the Commission's report was 3 years delayed. It should have been delivered after 3 years. It actually took 1 month less than 6 years. It's a disappointment, obviously. Any delay is a disappointment. And we already knew prior to receiving the email from the Minister this morning, because our TD, our local TD here in Galway, Catherine Connolly, had inquired as to when redress proposals were being put forward to Cabinet, and received that information, which was carried then in the Irish Examiner this morning. Every delay impacts. It impacts not alone on the survivor, but on their family. And the theme of the redress, it is called a restorative redress package. It is not restorative, because one cannot restore what one never had. You know, the justice has never been delivered to the survivors of mother and baby homes. They've never truly been regarded in many instances as survivors. They were called residents or former residents. So the transitional justice model is the one that the Oireachtas committees, when they met with survivors groups and with survivors themselves and families of the lost children, they were advised that the correct term is indeed transitional justice. And that means accountability. The letter today from the Minister focused on monetary redress scheme together with enhanced medical card scheme. But indeed, accountability is about much more than that. It is about seeing and admitting the wrongdoing that took place and having access to true justice.
Right. Minister O'Gorman wasn't available to speak to us on Drive Time, but did provide us a statement. He said the work of the interdepartmental group, which is designing the restorative recognition scheme, is at a very advanced stage, and I look forward to receiving its final report and bringing the proposals to Cabinet for approval very soon. It was hoped it might be by the end of this month, but there will be a short delay in this timeline, and it will now happen early in the next Dáil term. What do you put these delays down to, Breda? Is it about money? Because according to some rough estimates, there could be about 12,000 mothers and 42,000 children survivors from the pre-1973 period who could qualify for a redress scheme like this.
Yeah, and pre-1973, the Minister has admitted that cut-off date for mothers particularly and for survivors is not applicable. The reason that 1973 was brought in was that there was then a payment applicable to unmarried mothers.
But a most single unmarried parents
mothers
allowance,
did not know an unmarried mother's parents allowance came into play. But most unmarried mothers did not know, and those who were in the mother and baby homes, even post-1973, up to 1975, were not always aware. And indeed, that would not provide enough funds anyway for them to live independently, which was required. So, you know, many did not have enough supports in place to keep their child. And I know of one lady called Mary who actually went to court in 1980 to get the child she'd stayed with for some weeks following its birth, and she lost that court case. So, you know, it really applies to mothers and any mother who gave birth, in my view, in a mother and baby home. They were not, and the last one closed in 1984. So, you know, it really needs refocusing on,
okay.
I think.
So you still have concerns about who would be covered here. And you've been at pains to insist that redress is not just about money. You're in the Tuam Mother and Baby Alliance. And I'm conscious, Breda, I've met people who are survivors of the Tuam Mother and Baby Home as well, previously on Drive Time. There are a whole range of supports that survivors need and are looking for here other than money.
Absolutely. They're looking for housing. They're looking for social supports. They're looking for redress in terms of a meeting with survivors like themselves. Many times they had to keep their secrets because when they spoke about their experience, it wasn't accepted within society. So one of the great things of meeting within our group, and we've been together, some of us have been together for 6 years, and there are 40 members in our group now. One of the beautiful things about it is that as people open up in front of one another, they trigger memories and they have a supportive network that hasn't always been there. So supportive arrangements for groups, memorialization, of course, is often talked about by the minister, but more particularly the protection of sites, all institutions where survivors of any institution were and where remains may be buried without us knowing. One man attended Letterfrack and found the remains of a four-year-old child that were not located where the Letterfrack authorities had said they were. And that child was only 4 years when he passed away. The man carried it for some 70 years and he was in ill health when he returned to Letterfrack to a memorial and brought those who had arranged that memorial to the site and said, please dig here because this little boy is possibly here.
Okay.
So it's about accountability and finding the remains of lost children and dealing with families, not dealing with the survivor alone. Holistically, the families need to be addressed and respected and provided with the documents that they now require. And as regards DNA, many were given false birth names. So finding their way back to their families is impossible without having a genealogist, a DNA package.
Okay.
There's so much more to it, John, you know, than just money.
It's a lot of pain, a lot of time, a lot of hurt, and unfortunately an awful lot of waiting for those survivors as well. Let's hope there is some news for them soon, but delayed until the next Dáil term, as we've heard. Breida Murphy from the Tuam Mother and Baby Alliance, thank you very much for joining me.